Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reader, I gotta tell the truth. I got, for all the listeners out there, I applied for a job.
Really?
Yeah, my days at Fox FM perhaps, possibly could be numbered.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was a job opening. A little background information on this. There was a job opening in Oldham, United Kingdom.
Oh.
It's about a 45-minute drive northeast from Manchester. Just in like the middle of the island of England.
Well, Manchester's in the north.
Well, it's, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's my dad's hometown.
Oh.
My dad was born and lived in Oldham for 5 years or so until they moved to Canada. And they have a soccer team. Or should I say a football team?
Ah, yes.
They have a football team called the Oldham Athletic. And they play League Two, which is the third league, which is kind of confusing to me. But you know what?
Okay.
I'm ready to learn because they're hiring a match day announcer for their football matches.
Okay.
See, I'm getting it already. So I applied for it. I legitimately applied for this job.
Really?
I sent them my resume. I sent them a bunch of examples of what we do here at Fox FM. I sent them a cover letter saying, hey, you know what? This is my dad's hometown. I've never been to England. This is super cool. And yeah. So there's that.
Okay.
It's kind of like a half and half kind of deal. I'm really excited about it, though. But the thing is, I don't know a whole lot about soccer. I watch the World Cup every time it's on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like I have a... Like, the Oldham Athletic is my soccer team.
Okay.
Strictly because my dad's from there. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I cheer for them. Is because I want to have that, you know, hometown pride kind
of
thing.
Of course.
I don't know much about soccer. You're going to have to help me out.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
Okay, perfect. I know one thing. They're not called jerseys. It's called your kit.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, hey, if the Oldham Athletic people are hearing this, you know what? I'm 100% in on this.
Reader's hair and beard are pretty gray.
But Nick should stop calling him Old Man Winter.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I'm having a pretty great start to my week.
Yeah.
As we just touched on earlier today, I applied for a job. I want to become the new match day announcer for the Oldham Athletic Football Club in my dad's hometown of Oldham in the United Kingdom. And you're probably thinking to yourself, Nick, that sounds so weird of you because you haven't ever talked about being a fan of soccer. And you know what? I am a fan of soccer. I just don't get around to watching it that much
because
the schedules are all different, right? But there always seems to be soccer on, and I want to try it out, and I got a soccer fan in you, Reader. You're going to help me out.
Yeah. First thing, you'd have to drop the. It would be Oldham Athletic, not the Oldham Athletic.
It's Oldham Athletic. Okay.
Yeah. So that would be like the first thing about it.
Okay.
So I got a few terms here.
Okay.
We'll just see how you do with them. The first one, appearance.
Appearance.
Yes.
As in, like, what is the... Can you use it in a sentence?
Okay. Steve Thompson's making his first appearance.
Okay, so it's like you're a starting player?
Well, you're in the lineup.
In the lineup, okay.
You see the field. It's your first appearance with the team.
So it'd be my first appearance as the match day announcer for Oldham Athletic.
There you go.
I'm learning.
Okay, here's another one. At the back.
At the back. Is that like you're a defenseman?
Yeah, you're on the right track. It's talking about your team's defense. They're strong at the back.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Got a big booty. Let's do it.
Here's one. Cover himself in glory.
Cover himself in glory. Does that mean like you're cherry picking?
No, it's kind of a sarcastic thing. Like, oh, he really covered himself in glory when he took that dive on the field.
Diving.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a sarcastic way of putting things. Here's another one. Double. Winning the double.
Winning the double. Is that like a home and home?
It's when you win a couple of things. Like, say you win your league.
Okay.
And every team in England plays for the FA Cup.
Yes.
So every team gets thrown in there. So if you happen to win both, you win the double.
Ah, okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Another one, fixture.
Fixture, that's like, is that like the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a match, the scheduled match.
All right.
It's your fixture.
Man, I'm learning, dude.
You're doing pretty well. Full time?
Full time. Does that mean that they're playing in different leagues? Like you play in one league and then you go in the Champions League?
No, it just means the game has ended. It's full time.
It's full time. Oh, it makes sense because it's halftime, full time. Oh, fair enough.
Mark?
A mark.
He marked the striker as he moved down the field.
Is that like you give him a bump? Give him a little...
You guard him.
Yeah, okay.
You're playing defense.
Little shove, little love.
Put in a shift.
Put in a shift. I'm just assuming that you're out there, you're playing, and then you get subbed out for somebody else.
Yeah, you played hard, you put in a good shift.
Okay. You know, I'm starting to get the hang of this reader. You know, I'm going to be a soccer guy.
So we got a few terms, but I've put together a couple of sentences for you using several terms. So we'll see
Fantastic.
How you do on.
Hit me.
All right, the first one here for you. The highlight of the Manchester Derby came just past the hour mark when Jesse Lingard found some space along the touchline and sent a quality cross into the box where Marcus Rashford's tap-in put United up for good on their way to a 3-0 victory at Old Trafford.
So the Manchester won 3-0 off of a bar down, like a one-timer on the line, on like the goal line, the crease? Touchline is the crease, the box is the goal?
The box is the area in front of the goal.
Okay.
The penalty area in front. The touchline is the sideline, the end line.
Okay.
And the derby is when two teams from the same place play.
Oh.
So,
Manchester United and Manchester City.
Yes. So that would be the derby there. In Liverpool, it would be Liverpool and Everton.
Huh.
Okay, things like that.
Man, this is awesome. I think that...
You're doing okay.
I think I'm doing pretty good. You know what? We're going to tweet this to Oldham Athletic, and we're going to use it as like a supplemental resume as well.
There you go.
Clearly, I know what I'm doing
here. You're learning.
I could use my terrier's voice for Oldham Athletic. Starting in goal.
I bet I know what's coming.
No Winter Olympics this year.
So Nick and Reader are compensating with the pierogi eating contest.
Remember, folks, this is fresh programming.
Fox FM.
Reader, have you seen like the newest trend on Netflix? This is crazy.
I've heard about it, but I have not actually sat and watched it for myself.
It is a show on Netflix called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken the world by storm, and I think in kind of a good way. It's a show that's about organizing your home and your life and finding joy in keeping things neat and tidy.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of that, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, the show deals with some pretty heavy stuff. Like, a family had to move from a big house to a two-bedroom apartment, and they have all this stuff. Or someone is a widow, and they're having trouble getting rid of all of their partner's clothing after they passed away. So that's kind of like more of the TV thing, but people are being inspired by it anyways. And they're tidying up.
Yeah.
My a friend of mine, they said they had 10 bags of stuff that they're either donating or getting rid of from their house.
Huh. And I heard that Netflix tactically released this show on New Year's Day, which is when people are always kind of thinking, okay, let's clean up New Year, let's purge all the old stuff and head into the new year uncluttered.
Got nothing to do, so let's just watch the TV show with the tiny little Japanese tidying fairy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Marie Kondo. She's a miniature person. She's this adorable, adorable little tidying fairy, as I like to call her. Yeah. Would you watch the show and feel inspired? Would you tidy up? Because, I mean, we're both kind of neat guys, right?
I got lots of stuff that I could stand to get rid of.
Oh, you do?
It's just a matter of actually taking the time to do it. You know, I have a lot of, you know, dishes and stuff that I don't need that I could probably go through and purge a bunch from my cupboards. Same with clothes. I have a lot of stuff that I haven't worn in a long time that could probably go somewhere, you know, but that'd be better served thrift shop somewhere, whatever. So there are definitely things I could do to streamline around the house.
I don't.
No?
I don't. You say you have an overabundance of plates and stuff? I have 4 plates.
Yeah,
I had three plates because I broke one, but then I found out that Walmart sold singles of the plates that I have, so now I have four again.
You're back up to four.
Yeah, I have four plates. That's my life. My life is four plates. I'm doing Marie Kondo proud right now by how slim I'm living. Is this going to replace spring cleaning, do you think? It's going to turn into like the New Year purge kind of deal?
I don't know. I think most people are into their routines, so yes. They have kind of a way they do things anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
As we head into the new year.
If you're out there listening right now, what would be one thing that you would purge from your place, and what can you not live without? 306-783-3699. Let's get on that tidying train.
Wake up, rise and shine!
Nick and Reader's Late Winter Advice. Think warm thoughts and don't microwave your blankets.
Ooh, freak show.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's cold outside.
Yeah.
Wait, it is prohibitively cold outside. I think I was minus 27 when I woke up this morning.
Wow. In January?
Very
it is that time of year. It's actually just feeling seasonal now.
Well, I'm only saying that because yesterday I didn't wear a coat to work. Because it was like -4.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got this. And then I left it yesterday by noon. It was like -30 with the wind. And I went and got some gas. And I'm standing by the gas pump without a jacket trying to fill my car.
Shivering away.
Yeah. I was
ill-prepared. I stepped outside with a jacket on for the -3 that it was when I walked outside in the morning yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, it dropped and dropped and dropped as the morning went on, and by the time I got home it was a little chilly.
I'm taking full precautions, dude. I am mitts. I bought some mitts, a scarf, and I feel like I've gone 29 years of my life without these, and I don't know why, but wool socks.
Oh.
Like thick wool socks, man. I think I'm so happy that I have these wool socks. Spoiler, I wore them around the house all day yesterday. They were on sale. It was like an impulse buy. I was killing some time. I saw them on sale and I was like, you know what? I could probably use some warm socks. And yeah, I was the warm sock man. If I was a superhero yesterday, I'd be warm sock man. My superpower is my feet were warm the whole day. It is do you have a pair of wool socks?
I do not.
Man, we got to hook you up with a pair of wool socks. Maybe somebody out there knows how to knit and they can knit you a pair.
Yeah, I've had knitted socks before. They're not that comfortable.
What if I knit you some socks? What if my summer project this year is to knit a bunch of socks for everybody? You would say no to my knit socks because you hate wool socks?
Go nuts and knit some socks.
All right, well, I'm going to find some patterns then.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.